welcome, everybody. You have found your way to the Jay Varvel Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And just like that, old habit, I called my show the Jay Varvel Show. Actually, I have changed the name. My new name is The Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel. That is my new show with my new format. And what you will notice that is the same about my old show, if you are a regular listener, that is I'll be doing readings the entire second half. And what I do is I pull from a deck of cards and I either give you a general reading based on your request, or I will answer one question, hopefully a specific question, that I can pull a card and see what comes through. And I share all that while we're live on the air. And you can interact with us while we're live on the air over at 12radio.com. And then there's a menu that pops up on the left-hand side of the screen. You'll want to click on the chat button. That opens up a brand new window over in Facebook. It's a private Facebook chat. If this is your first time, you do have to send over an invitation. And I will get you approved while we're live on the air. Once you are approved and live and cleared for takeoff, you will see my banner at the top of the page. It says The Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel. And in the comments section below, that's where the chat is happening. So please join me over there. For those of you that are already there, I will check in with you in just a few minutes. And I wanted to take this opportunity to welcome everybody. This is a live broadcast. We do this every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific. And there are a multitude of other shows here on 1-2 Radio. I am one of many. And I even have one more show tonight with my partner, Alan. We call it Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. And our main focus is relationships. That is what we talk most about. And I'd say communication and how that works not only between us and our partnership, but our experience with our clients. And so we share all about that. So you'll want to check that show out. That is Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. That's happening right after Raven's show, Raven's Rabbit Hole. Her show's at 7 p.m. Pacific. Our show is at 8 p.m. Pacific. And one other thing to take a note of is Oliver. He has moved his shows to Wednesdays, and he's now on right before Raven in the 6 o'clock time slot. And Ginger still is keeping the 5 p.m. time slot hot with Heart Matters. I'm here at 4 p.m., and Mo starts us off at 3 p.m. And that's just what's happening here on Wednesdays. I'll get into tomorrow's schedule towards the latter half of the show. So, The Psychic Playground. Why did I change the name up to start off the new year? Well, part of it was for just that, just to have a fresh start, to have a new name, to have a new energy, to shape my radio show around. And I feel like so much of the Jay Varvel Show was about me finding my voice in the world in a different kind of way, in a more confident way. Definitely stretched me way out of my comfort zone, but in all the best ways possible. And it's really opened up new opportunities and new options for me to be working from. And one of those is the opportunity to be the 1-2 Radio producer. So I get to help produce many of the other shows that are live throughout the week. And I get to be a part of listening, just like all of you right now that are listening in, to the many voices and the wisdom, like the years and years and years of amazing wisdom that comes from so many of our radio show hosts. And they do it with passion. It's what they do. It's what they love to do. And it shows. And because it's many different voices, it is like this choir of wisdom, especially for those of you that listen to many of the shows, that begins to like hold you in a sort of like blanket. It's like a protective blanket, because doesn't it seem like the rest of the world sometimes it's like upside down, and the truth is lies and the lies is truth, and it's like who knows what's what out in the regular world. It can get kind of confusing. Well, we like to keep it real. We like to keep it authentic. We like to talk about truth. We like to talk about the different sort of consciousness, like the different levels of consciousness, all the different kinds of metaphysical topics that you would expect, but from a very practical perspective and where you can apply it in a real world sort of setting. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for tuning in with me. And so now let's play a game. If you were here with me when I kicked off the show last week, you're going to be familiar with this game. I thought I would bring it back before we switch to another one. And it is guessing the tarot card that I picked. So I'm going to pick a tarot card from the Major Arcana deck that I have right here in front of me. And I just pulled all the Major Arcana cards out specifically. So that's all that I'm working with. And so it's not going to be swords. It's not going to be wands. It's not going to be discs. It's not going to be pentacles. It's not going to be wands. It's going to be like the sun or the Wheel of Fortune or justice or the strength card or the magician or the hangman. It's going to be one of those major arcana cards. And so I'm shuffling. And I have a very colorful deck, so I'll be sending a beautiful image your way. So get ready to receive this image now. I'm sending it now. It literally jumped out of the deck. It's as if the universe wanted me to pick this card. So I picked it. This is the card. So I'm looking at it right now. I'm sending it out telepathically and psychically. So for those of you that would like to participate in this game that we are doing live, these are the rules. There's no real rules except for I am psychically sending out a tarot card right now from the Major Arcana deck. And if you happen to guess the card, I will send you 5 minutes free for a reading over on 12listen.com. That's our sister site. And that is where we do one-on-one readings, one-on-one support, one-on-one coaching. It's where we have our one-on-one time. You can either buy by the minute, or you can buy what we call time-based sessions, where you can buy like a package of minutes at a discounted rate. And different days, we have different sales, and sometimes with different sales, our minute rate changes. And so you can find out all that up-to-the-minute sale information by signing up for Mark's Power Peak. And that also allows you to sign up for all the marketing. It's not like the kind of marketing that's like slimy, slick marketing. It's the kind of marketing that you actually learn something from. He usually has some form of wisdom or inspiration that's part of the message of letting you know that, yes, there's a sale. But he's also usually letting you know about what's going on with the moon, or with a particular planetary change, if we're having a specific kind of retrograde, or he's just really good about being able to listen to the collective and provide wisdom that's helpful. And so that comes with the email as well. But what also comes with the email is Mark's Power Peak. And Mark's Power Peak is the astrological online news. It's like an online newsletter. There's blogs. Most of it's all astrologically related. And CA does Mark's Power Peak specifically, where she writes up the overview for the week, as well as the day by day description of what's going on with the astrological weather. And CA as well offers a lot of practical wisdom. And so it's all free. You can sign up on 12listen.com. There's a place there on the right-hand side of the screen towards the bottom. You'll see the ability to sign up for Mark's Power Peak, and it comes out every Saturday. So again, I'm tuning into the card. I'm sending the card. I'm looking at the number. I'm looking at the name. I'm looking at the image on the card. I'm thinking about the card as far as like what it represents. And so tune in, ask your guides, ask your higher self, what is the card? Don't overthink it. And put your answer in the comments. And I'm going to head over there right now. And we're going to see who has already guessed it. I have a feeling somebody's already guessed it. Let's see if I'm right. Let's see if anyone's joining us. Facebook is taking a little time to show me my banner. I swear, it's like it knows when we're live or something, and it knows when we could kind of really use it to happen fast. And it just takes a while. But hey, we don't need to rush, right? Okay, so we got a couple of guesses. So my mom's joining us. She says, hi, Jay and Watson. It is great to see you, Mom. Thanks for joining. And Watson sends hugs and kisses back. I send hugs and kisses back too. Raven. Oh my goodness, I'm losing my voice. Raven says, Daylene, good to see you. Hope you are feeling better. And thanks for all the love, sending it my mom's way. And Renee says, Jay, hello. And Marina is joining us. Hi, Jay, she says. She was our winner last week. She guessed our card last week. And Raven says, hello, Wizard Jay. And it's great to see you, Raven. Don't forget, Raven's coming up at the 7 o'clock hour with her show, Raven's Rabbit Hole. And then we are going to be coming on live tomorrow for Backstage Pass. It's our interview show that we do together. That happens at 9 a.m. Pacific, and we're going to be welcoming Oliver. He goes by one name here in the 1-2 universe, and it's Oliver. Come join us, and it's going to be a great show. We always have a great time together. So Evelyn says, hi, Jay. I'll wait my turn. Some people have Facebook messaged me on messages on Facebook from church from the group I was in. What's going on with this? Do they want me back? What's going on? Virgo, Gemini rising, Capricorn moon. All right, Evelyn, you're going to be our first reading when we get to the second half of the show. That's going to be in about 15 minutes. And in the meantime, if you could help me understand a little bit more about this specific group and the importance of going back, like from your perspective, not what's going on with other people, but why is it so important that it has to be this group, this church, versus like another one, somewhere else. That will really help me be able to tune in and tune in for a message for you. So please share that in the reply. And then once we get to the reading portion of the show, Evelyn, I will pull a card and we'll see what comes through. All right, Terry Campbell. She is a psychic advisor and astrologer over on 1-2 Listen as well. And she says, hi, Jay, and 1-2 friends. It's great to see you, Terry. And Kathy's joining us. She says, hi, good to catch your show. Renee says, Rachel wants a general reading if I'm doing that tonight. I do plan on doing that tonight, and she will be the second one. Kathy says, when you're ready. Oh, yep, she's wanting a card too. You'll be third. Pamela. Hi, Pamela. She says, hooray, it's Jay. It's great to see you, Pamela. I'm grateful you're here today. I can feel your energy. I can feel your hug through the airwaves, and it feels good. Renee says, I'm doing my taxes, so you have my divided attention. I might have to give the show a re-listen. Well, hey, at least you're getting it done. I was just looking at my closet where I keep all my receipts, And I was just thinking about that very thing, doing my taxes, getting it done, just whipping it out early this year and not wasting any time. All right, we're getting some guesses here. Woo, for our card, for our game. We have Evelyn, she says magician. Raven says magician or temperance. Kathy says the fool. Pamela also guessed the magician. So far, none of those are the card. And we continue on with Dee Dee. She says that her guess is the hangman, and it is not the hangman. It is not any of the cards that you guys have guessed so far, but please continue to put out a guess. This is the fun of these games. It's meant to work a certain kind of muscle. Part of the muscle is not being afraid to be wrong, not being afraid to share multiple times, not being afraid to put yourself out there in that way. There is something to that process. It's not always about getting it right. It's more about how we're able to hold with ourselves in that moment. Like, do we become our own worst critic, or do we become our best cheerleader? Like, which do we become in those moments where things get a little stressful, or when we might have guessed something that isn't right, and we all of a sudden get in our head about what that might mean? Like, what are people thinking? And I mean, I only can say that because I used to be, and still kind of am, the king of overthinking, unless I stop it. And the only way I've learned is to stop it myself and to work that muscle of learning how to stop it. Like, at first, I didn't even know what that meant. Like, it didn't even seem like something I could stop myself. And so I had to learn some tips and tricks, and we'll share some of those here as we did on the Jay Varvel show. We will definitely share tips and tricks on the psychic, here in the psychic playground. But it's a process, is my point. And so I'm grateful that all of you are here with me and are part of the fun, playful process that we have going on here. So please guess again. It is from the Major Arcana deck only. So only the main cards at the front. And if I don't see somebody get it this time, I will give a clue. So we have Chris says the star, and it is not the star. Let me go back to all comments. Oh yeah, you all might have to go when you refresh the Facebook post. It used to default to all comments. Now it defaults to top comments. So if you don't see everyone's comment, that's what's happening. And that little drop-down box is at the top of the post, right below the line where you can like and comment and send the post. It's right there at the right-hand side of the screen. And just so you know, you have to sometimes change that little drop-down every single time you refresh. Kind of frustrating, Facebook, if I have to say so myself. My mom messaged Raven back, and she says, Raven, thank you, honey. Doing better. Hope you have a wonderful weekend ahead. Wonderful. Okay. So, and Pamela says to Renee, my condolences about her doing her taxes. Is it really that bad, all of us? So Raven and my mom guessed the star, and so did Chris. And so there definitely must be some energy around that. But no, it is not the star. So now I'm going to give the guess. And this is going to give it away. Well, I don't. How can I do it without giving it away? Okay, so I'll say it this way. It is it's one of my well, now I'm like trying to, I'm getting tripped up myself, you guys, because all of a sudden I'm thinking, well, what I was about to say, yeah, it's not true. So I'm glad I caught myself. So this card, I'll say it this way, is one of the ones that we will sometimes get and we cringe. we sometimes cringe because it's like, oh, that one. And especially if we're already feeling this energy, and then we feel like the universe is bringing it too, so to speak, it can be like a heavy card. So that is the hint. And I see some more comments coming in, so let me refresh and change that drop down. And Mark Zuckerberg, if you're listening, somehow, some way through my computer, if you're spying on me, can you please change the Facebook situation so that way, like it was before, where when you changed that drop down, it kept the change, like it held it, it saved it. You didn't have to keep doing it back and forth. Okay, so Pamela says the High Priestess, and no, not the High Priestess. Michelle guessed the Emperor, not the Emperor. Rachel said number three, she doesn't know tarot. It is not the number three card, no. The Death card from Kathy, and Raven says the Death card as well. Not that heavy card. There are a couple heavy cards. Well, there's a few, actually. There's a few that kind of have a, ooh, when they come up. Death is definitely one of them. I'd say Death and the Tower are the main ones. It is not the Death or the Tower card. I'll say that. It is not the Death or the Tower card. Okay, let me look at this card again. I'm sending out the name. I'm putting it in the field. And this is the other fun thing to play with here is, are you able to catch your very first psychic hit or your very first intuitive hit, like the message that comes through, or are you second guessing that? Like, are you overthinking it? And, you know, this is kind of a thing we have to ask ourselves, and only we know our own sort of way our intuition works. And this game is meant to have that come up. So that way, this gives you a playful way to engage with these psychic energies where there is no pressure. And where there is no like high stakes of, if I don't choose this well, you know, there could be some kind of consequence. So no consequences here for this game. And we got some more guesses. The Devil. No, not the Devil card. Not the Change card. And it is, Renee says, is there a dove or bird on the card? Let's see here. No. No dove or bird. Let's see. This is fun. And if we don't, if I don't have a guess by the time we hit 4:30, I will let you guys know what the card is, and we will try again next week. Not the Money card. And let's see, Raven says overthinking, you can thank your Capricorn rising for that. Yeah Dee Dee's throwing out the Queen and the Tower card. Not the Tower card. And let's see. Death, Change, the Devil. Linda says, I just bought a used car. Will it be reliable? We will get into that when we get to the readings here in just a minute. And Pamela, you have guessed the right name and the right card. It is the Judgment card. It is the Judgment card. Great job, Pamela. I will send you 5 minutes to your One Two Listen account, just remind me, send me a Facebook message, and just remind me what your One Two Listen username is, and I will send that after the show. Congratulations, Pamela, on guessing and tuning in and grabbing the Judgment card. Today's card was the Judgment card. And with that, do not judge yourself for not guessing it correctly. We're going to do this often. We're going to do other games as well, other psychic games. I'm going to work on getting one of those decks where it has the psychic images that you can send, like the squiggly line or the square or the rectangle. It's like simple shapes or symbols that you can also send psychically, so we can have another way to play and practice with our telepathy and our psychic communication as part of what we get to play with. So before we jump into readings, I want to do a quick grounding meditation, because I don't know about you, but I have been feeling like a little bit like I haven't had my V8. You know, on that commercial where when they haven't had I don't know how healthy it is, but according to the commercial, you get all your vitamins and minerals and nutrients from V8. But I just love the image of the commercial where the person's like kind of walking like they're walking leaned over, almost like on a diagonal, because they haven't had their V8. And I feel like I haven't had my V8, but anyways, I'm walking kind of like I'm a little bit thrown off, where I'm not feeling as solid as I normally do. And the way that I indicate that and usually get the feedback is I start to trip on things. I start to kind of like lose my balance easily. And literally over the past 2 days, I have tripped over my feet, I swear, like 4 different times. And even to the point where I was walking Watson and somebody did not clean up their dog poop, and it was just out on the sidewalk, and I didn't even see it. I don't know how I didn't see it, but I wasn't paying attention. And I literally stepped in it, and it was like slippery, and I almost fell, and I really would have been I would have been so not happy if I would have landed in somebody else's dog poop. It would have been bad enough to be Watson's poop, but really bad for to be someone else's. So I just turned right back around, cleaned off my shoe in my little front yard hose, and then went on about my business. But I was just so grateful that I didn't trip and fall. But anyhow, that's what's happening. And that's why we're going to do the grounded meditation, because I know I'm not the only one. And when we are grounded, and that's a way that we can feel really connected. It's a way that we can move from a firm foundation. So join me. You can have your eyes open or closed. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. and you can do this with your eyes open, as I said, and practice working with the imagery in your imagination with your eyes open. That's another way you can practice. It's another way that you can also tune into those more psychic messages that can come in through that more visual channel. So using your imagination, I would like you to imagine a cord of light dropping down from the base of your spine down into the center of the earth. And I would like you to look in on that cord and notice the color. What color is that cord? Is it a vibrant color? Is it kind of just coming through kind of translucent? Is it like a little opaque? Does it seem kind of like it's fading in and out? Let that be an indication or an indicator of where your grounding is currently at. And now, as we focus on that cord and focus on our connection to Mother Earth and the love and the light that we are. And again, consciously reinforcing our connection to the earth and the ground. You'll notice your grounding cords start to get brighter and lighter and more vibrant in color. You might even notice the color change. Take note. A color, you can look up the color after we're done online and to ask for the spiritual significance of the color. And that can also give you an indication on where your grounding is at. And again, whether you're feeling firm and secure or whether you're getting the feedback that you could use some more attention here. So I'm in LA, in Los Angeles, California, and we've been having unseasonably warm temperatures, and I've been doing everything I can to be outside as much as I can, to be in the sunlight and to also have my feet and my skin exposed to the ground and to the light and to the air. And so I'm very lucky that I get to be able to do that because of the temperate temperatures. But you might think about how you do that in your world. It can be, I have a dear friend who suggested jumping into a tanning bed, like a stand-up one, and only doing it for like 4 minutes, very short. Because I think like the standard is like 10 minutes or 12 minutes or something. And so, but just 4 minutes, and that's just enough to get the production of vitamin D going. And it isn't necessarily the healthiest way to get that happening. But if you are in a location that's freezing ass cold and it's super dark and you don't have access to the sun, it can be a helpful way to get that vitamin D production going and to just to be in the light. I know that would be super important for me if I didn't live in California because I'm just very used to the sun. I mean, I can easily get depressed if we have too many days without the sun. I'm very much light regulated. So, you know, we have to think about that. Another popular thing that's out right now too, that's also helpful in this regard, is infrared light therapy. Infrared light therapy. So those are some ideas if you are feeling like you could use some more grounding, but you can't put your feet on the bare ground because it's just too cold. And right now, we're using our imagination to connect from our house, from our apartment, from our car, from our work. And we can ground from inside a building. And we use our intention and our focus to help make that happen. And so one more time, looking in on your grounding cord, looking in on the color, feeling your connection, feeling that feeling of being connected. And one reminder, when you're feeling disconnected, remember that is simply a trick of the mind, because we couldn't possibly be disconnected from this natural reality because it's what animates us. It's what allows us to have this life and the interactions that we have through our connection to what animates us, and that's consciousness. So if we were disconnected from that, we would be like robots, and we would just like power down, and just fall down to the ground. So sometimes we need that little reminder. We need that bit of inspiration to remind us that we are not as cut off as we feel or think. And or it might not be as bad as our mind has made out the situation that we're in. And it's about being and doing our best to get that counterintuitive voice, that counter narrative voice. So that way you're not just left or stuck with feeling whatever that critical thinking mind thought is telling you, or whatever that overthinking mind, whatever it's boiled down the situation to be. It's like, do you ever feel kind of like stuck or like imprisoned by some of those things that our mind can create? And I'll tell you from my own experience, the only one that could stop that is our own self. And that's where we help each other. We keep each other inspired and we lift each other up. Okay, so let's get into the readings. And you can bring that groundedness into your waking state. I don't feel like we went too far away, but definitely wiggle your fingers and toes, bat your eyes open if you close them. And this is also an opportunity for you just to have a quick check-in with your body. Are you feeling stiff anywhere? Are you feeling hungry? Do you need something to drink? Are you feeling overwhelmed by some thoughts that need some tending to? Or is there some kind of an emotional situation happening that also requires your attention, your TLC only towards yourself? Tender loving care. All right, let me refresh and get to the top of the page and we will get started on the readings. I believe I gotta remember Evelyn, that's right. Evelyn is first, and I know she left a follow-up comment. Let me find it. So Evelyn says, to go back would mean that I'm back with my friends and family again and have a good strong bond with a great director that I really don't want to give up on. The director boss would make final call to give me permission to come back. They have a note in the clerk's office at the 41st District Court's office. I would just have to get a copy of it. So, I guess this is where it's complicated for me because I feel like this is such a dynamic situation because we're talking about church, and then there's also some sort of legal thing going on. And so I'm going to do this without getting too much of the details. I'm going to pull a card and just give you the intuitive messages that come through. And then Evelyn, I'm going to allow you to apply what that means to your specific situation. And of course, this is where One to Listen is great because we can really have way more time, as much as you need, to be able to go into your situations and look at things from a place where we can have more privacy and really get into the details. All right, so this is a card for Evelyn and church and singing. And specifically with a group that has her family and friends. What is the message? What is the message? All right, Evelyn. We have the King of Swords. The King of Swords. Like, I feel like this card for me and what I'm getting for you is like the hammer getting laid down. Like, I feel like there's a serious male figure that is sort of been your issue, I'll call it, or like your challenger in this situation. And I feel like they're coming up. I feel like there still is some kind of resistance. I feel like with the sword up in the card, I feel like there's like this sense of like there's still some distance. So this card itself is mental clarity, intellectual power, authority, truth. So I do feel that inevitably the truth of this situation is going to come out, and so all the parties involved are going to have to go with all the information that's been discovered and where how do I want to say this? Because I feel like there's different people that are all about you coming back. Most people are all about you coming back. And I just feel like I keep seeing this one male figure that is like putting up the roadblock, putting up the stop. But I do feel like the truth is going to come out. And I do feel like this person is going to have to either be more clear and specific about what the issue is with you, so that way you understand, and or put the sword down and let you back into the group. So right now, I still feel a roadblock. I don't feel like it's a forever roadblock, but I don't feel like you're going to be just like easily let right back in. I feel like there's still some steps that you're going to have to go through to get reinstated. But that's the message that I get for you, Evelyn. All right. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. And let's see. Who is next? So we have I don't know why all of a sudden it's so hard to read the comments and figure out where. Okay, so Rachel is next. Renee is asking on Rachel's behalf for a general reading. So let me do a quick shuffle here for Rachel. Let's see what comes through. Card and message for Rachel. All right. It is the Four of Wands. The Four of Wands. So I feel like there is good energy around you. I feel like there is a beautiful spiritual energy that is building. I feel like there is, like, it's the kind of thing that I feel like it's taken time, like, where I saw one wand to turn into two wands, turn into three wands, now it's four wands, and it's going to be exponentially, like, building in energy. But there is, like, this sense of, like, celebration and connection and, like, coming back home to, like, yourself, but from a standpoint of like being reinvigorated by life. I feel like there's like a energy of reinvigoration. So what I see is there's the part of you that's still like in processing mode and kind of like in doing the work kind of mode. And then there's the part of you that like has seen this change, this shift coming, but it's sort of like, is it really real? Like, is this really going to be like happening? Like, is this really going to change? And yes, the answer is yes, it really is. And so I do see more upward spirals of energy around you and more uplifting kinds of energy around you. Like, as if like the wind is coming up under your sails to help. So I feel the general message is to go with and put your focus and energy on what lights you up. Be grateful for like those indicators and those signals and those things that make themselves easily known. Try not to think too many steps ahead and just be as present as you can, as practically as you can. So just to keep yourself in like the energy of what's new and next versus like getting weighed down by what was. That is the message that I have for Rachel per Renee's request for Rachel. Okay. So the next person is Nancy. Nancy says, "Hi Jay. If there's time, I would love answers for my two questions. Is there a future in my current relationship? And where the heck are all my cheater glasses?" All right, let's see. Well, sometimes when we're up close and personal and we really love someone, it's hard to see bad behavior because we don't want to see it. Because we're in love and we don't want to see what could take us out of that space. Well, let me pull a card for you, Nancy, and see what comes through here to answer these two questions. I feel like they're related. And wow, the Lover's card comes up. The Lover's card. So I feel like I'm being cued into the figure in the card that is the etheric figure, like the etheric, like almost as if it's like another entity that's like the overseeing the relationship, blessing the relationship. You could see that as Jesus. You could see that in this case as an angel. But what I'm seeing in the card is the shadow of your love relationship. With this current relationship, and that there is love between the two of you, but also I'm seeing like the shadow part of what's in the shadow for both of you is like coming up in the relationship, in the partnership, and instead of being able to have authentic communication between the two of you, I just see both of you are really good at stuffing things under the rug and not addressing what is, and then when one of you is ready to address it, the other one isn't, and then vice versa. Like you're out of phase with each other. So I'm not necessarily getting a message about cheating or not. You may have the proof about that, you know, so to go with what you know to be true, of course. For me, what comes up in this reading is there is love between you. What comes through it for me from spirit is going through the process to connect and see if you both are able to like have a touchstone back to what brought you together originally, like the original connection, the original chemistry, while also being able to be where you are with the experience and the highs, the lows, and everything in between that have got you to where you are now, coming with that as well. But also like to look at, okay, from that place, you have to figure this out for yourself first, but do you both want to be with each other? Is this the love that lasts, or is the candle burning out? And I feel like both of you, here's the rub, both of you would answer that question differently depending upon the day. Because I just see both of you have like emotional highs and lows that you go into. They're different, but they're similar, and that you have your things that take you high and low, and he has his things that take him high and low. And then when you guys are having a triggering moment together, that's where it's like a volcanic eruption can happen depending upon like what's coming up or who's getting triggered or both of you getting triggered. And so I feel like while you guys are still in that mode of being triggered, you're not going to be able to actually like get to the real issue that's actually underneath the surface. So honestly, I feel like if you want to continue in this relationship, getting some kind of psychotherapy, getting some kind of a marriage and family therapist involved, is also like I'm seeing that come through as a message, because both of you speak different languages, and having somebody that can help translate could be very helpful, especially if you guys both really want to stay in this partnership. I'm just going to pull a quick card to see cheating. Queen of Pentacles came up. It's not a yes card, but it is interesting that a female is coming up in the card. Actually, when I tune into this, I feel it's related to money and a female with money. And it feels like a motherly grandmother kind of like energy. So I don't know if he's got like an extra strong relationship to his mom or grandma or both. But I feel like there's some kind of like financial tie there that is affecting your guys' relationship. But not getting a specific message on the cheating. All right. Thank you, Nancy. I hope that helps. Let us know. Let me refresh here and make sure that I got everybody. I think I got out of order. I try to go first come, first serve. But we have a little bit more time. Like, the time has just flown by. My goodness, we're almost at the end of the show. I'm glad I looked at the time because I just saw it's 53 after. I would not have expected that. If you would have asked me, I would have guessed like 45 after. All right. So we have... Okay, Linda. I bought a used car. Will it be reliable for you? Well, before I pull a card, it feels like it. I feel like you did your due diligence. The Temperance card. That says there may be a little bit of a challenge. Let me just see here. It's all going to come down to how you keep up on the maintenance. I'm like just seeing they kept up on some of the maintenance of the car, but not all of it. So it's going to be important to keep up on the maintenance because that's going to keep anything from turning into a major thing. If you let it go and don't take care of it, I do see that you may have some issues come up. It is something that you're going to have to keep an eye on. And honestly, this is advice for anybody with a car. You know, it's maintenance is part of the deal, even though it's not the most fun part. But I do see for you specifically, Linda, this will be a good car, but it's going to require you to stay up on the maintenance and to be really good about that. Raven. At the very beginning, before you drew the card, two cards came in mind. Both were wrong. Ha. Well, at least you weren't like, you didn't guess it and second guess it. So there's that. That's good. And Cindy says, good evening, dear Jay. It's great to see you, Cindy. Thanks for joining us. And I see some more card guesses. Oh my goodness. You guys have lots of comments. Thank you guys for joining me on this fun game. Catherine said, fun game, was too focused on food in the moment. Well, if I was eating, I would have my attention totally taken as well. So I am running out of time, everybody. I see that Pamela says, I will have to meditate before your show. I am so fried after work today that I'm so underground. It's harder to tune in. I understand. And please do, and this is for everybody, please do what you need to do to take care of yourself right now, everybody. This energy can have you feeling frazzled. It just feels a little extra taxing. And what is the soothing healing balm is coming back to ourself, becoming more inward, taking some time to check in with ourselves. Those things can be helpful, but also require energy and just like the bandwidth to do it. So I get that part too. Marina, I've run out of time. Thank you for your request, but please do come back next week. We do free readings, the second half of the show. And same Dee Dee. Evelyn says, this is kinda what I'm thinking too. It's either Father Randy or Steve. Both are great guys too. Love them both as humans. But I've noticed a difference with some members of the group. Give me more attention lately. Got it. Thanks for sharing that, Evelyn. Renee says, Rachel said thank you and much love, Jay. You're welcome, Rachel and Renee. And Nancy says, thank you. I hope to continue this conversation with you later. Yes, please do find me over on 1-2-Listen. And please, everybody, come back next week. We'll have a brand new show every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific. Here on 1-2 Radio, and I want to just make sure that my music is all set up to play here so I don't go with dead air. That's no fun. But this has been the Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you see the world. Bye-bye, everybody.